Mama said that we might go up there, you know. And now, in this house, early house that we were talking about, what would you have to sit on in the house?
Well, we had homemade chairs. They had, I don't know where they'd get them, but they'd buy these old homemade chairs. I don't know who made them.
Well, it used to be a fellow right here at Western Grove that made them.
I know, but back then. And then they'd go to the woods when the bottom, the seat would wear out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd go to the woods and take the outside bark of an old hickory tree and peel that bark down. And roll it up in a big roll, I'd say that big round in the middle, and then they'd have that all wound up around that. And they'd bring that home, and it'd have to dry or cure.
Soak it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it'd have to cure. And then when that got pliable enough, why, they'd bottom our chairs with it. We could have new bottoms in the chair, and we'd all fuss to sit in the new chair.
Oh, you would!
Well, back then, well, they made everything they used.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have, I suppose, they didn't have anything like this.
Oh, no.
Oh, I never thought of that.
That type of thing.
The van.
Yeah.
No, they didn't have
it. Right, there's an old safe that was made way back then.
Oh,
that's
way over that piece of furniture. What do you call that?
Well, it's a pie safe.
Oh.
Now, that's what they called it.
I wonder. I saw that a while ago. I was going to ask you what that was.
Well, you won't see it, Grandma.
Yeah. It's, it's up toward 150 years old, maybe older than that. For my grandmother. That is my grandmother's.
How old?
It's over 150 years old, and I don't know how much. And it, my, there's not a nail in it. It's just all put together, and the front of it is brass. And the fella that did that, you know, when you were going to school, you'd have a pencil with a sharp point on it, and then you'd draw things with that. Well, that's the way that has been, only it's been done by a pencil mark. This, I don't know how he did it.
This but old lady now carried this old man food up there in Miss Smith's cave. She used that safe.
That is my grandmother.
For a long time.
Oh, that's just, well, what would they keep? What did they use it for?
Well, then, why, she did use it for pies, but she'd put her food in it they'd eat dinner. You'd get in there and get out of the way of the flies.
Oh,
you see,
yeah.
The house wasn't screened.
Yeah.
We didn't know what a screen was.
Yeah.
And we'd try to keep them out, but when we'd have big thrasher crews come in and thrash the wheat or the oats, why, we'd have to get dinner. And there wasn't any way to keep the flies away. Only one of the children stand with a big peach tree limb, and we'd scare the flies away till the men could eat their dinner.
Sunday the preacher come, and us kids have to wait, you know.
You have to wait till after
preacher left.
Preacher get the best part of chicken, see.
Oh.
Well, now, still talking about different types of things that you have in your house. Now, in your bedroom, something that would have drawers in it that you'd put your clothes in, what did they call those?
We didn't have.
Didn't have those?
No.
Homemade bedstead.
And these homemade bedsteads, they were just beautiful after they'd get them made. They'd make big balls on the foot and the headboard.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.